Trump blasts Letitia James, Arthur and Goron after civil fraud penalty thrown out, political witch hunt. By Nick Gilbertson on August 21, 2025. President Donald Trump blasted New York Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron after an appeals court threw out Engoron's $364 million penalty for Trump in the civil fraud case. Trump took to Truth Social to share a pair of lengthy posts regarding the appeals court ruling on Thursday, which found the penalty against Trump in the Empire State cruel and unusual in violation of the Eighth Amendment. Total victory in the fake New York State Attorney General Letitia James case. I greatly respect the fact that the court had the courage to throw out this unlawful and disgraceful decision that was hurting business all throughout New York State. Others were afraid to do business there. The amount, including interest and penalties, was over $550 million. It was a political witch hunt, in a business sense, the likes of which no one has ever seen before. This was a case of election interference by the city and state trying to show, illegally, that I did things that were wrong when, in fact, everything I did was absolutely correct and, even, perfect. Every single dollar was thrown out, even the penalties imposed on us by the corrupt judge, one of the most overturned in history, Arthur Engoron. I wasn't given a jury and, during the course of the trial, which lasted a long time, was not given one ruling in my favor by this political hack, but worse than him, if that's possible, was Letitia James, a corrupt and incompetent attorney general who only brought this case in order to hurt me politically. She is a Trump deranged lunatic. They made me bond the outrageous sum, which never happened before, and which cost me millions of dollars a month. It should have never been allowed to happen, and everyone knew it. Importantly, the vote was 5-0. I'm so honored by Justice David Friedman's great words of wisdom, which should be read by everyone. I would also like to thank the court for having the courage to make this decision, which is already going down as one of the worst business persecutions in the history of our country. The ruling Wednesday upheld Engoron's finding that Trump exaggerated his fortune, per the Associated Press. Trump also called out Judge Juan Merchan and Judge Lewis Kaplan, who oversaw the business records case and the E. Jean Carroll case, respectively. Both cases are on appeal. Sadly, there are other cases against me that are equally disgraceful, including those headed up by corrupt judges, like Juan Merchan, whose daughter collected millions of dollars in fees from crooked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, while her father shockingly refused to recuse himself from a vicious and corrupt trial, which is also under appeal, one in which every legal pundit in New York said, there was no case, even editorial board said, do not do this. Judge Merchan gave me an unprecedented gag order, not letting me talk about him or his daughter, or the fact that the appellate judges thought he should not be doing the case, but he did it anyway. Many lawyers said that his daughter and him created the greatest conflict of interest they had ever seen. Judge Lewis Kaplan, the other remaining case, whose wife, family, and friends attended his two trials, is as mean and nasty as anyone I have ever met. That case, also on appeal, should also never have been brought. And he should be admonished for abuse, and every other thing that can be thrown at a corrupt judge. He loved the publicity, and would not let us present the irrefutable evidence that we wanted to present. This Clinton-appointed judge should not be allowed to get away with this scam. He continued his message in a second post, saying the cases brought against him were in coordination with then-President Joe Biden and then-Vice President Kamala Harris's campaigns. These were all political trials in an effort to destroy my viability as a presidential candidate before, during, and after the election. They were strongly coordinated with the Biden/Harris campaign, and will go down in history as among the most corrupt cases ever brought. These two cases are even more ridiculous than the corrupt Letitia James case, and will be found out to be so in the very near future. All of these judges should be ashamed of themselves for allowing them to happen. They are political hacks who did everything possible to hurt me as a candidate. This was an attack by the Biden/Harris administration on their political opponent, Maine. It is such an honor to have withstood it, thrived, and even become president of the United States despite the horrible things that were done to me. I'd like to thank and congratulate my son Eric Trump, and all of the many people in the Trump organization that fought so strongly for justice. My legal team refused to give up against heavy odds. This is a great day for New York City and state. A jury awarded Care Lady $3.3 million before it was appealed. Meanwhile, Merchant upheld the conviction in the business records case, which remains on appeal, but did not impose a penalty on then-President-elect Trump.